All right, we got to go faster because we're running short on time here, so we apologize. But we wanted to get Justin Wolfers on, who's an assistant professor at Penn's Wharton School, who was on with us several weeks ago after he and a chum conducted a study that suggested that there was a racial bias in officiating in the NBA. At that time, the National Basketball Association was contentious of this suggestion, saying that they had their own study that showed there was no racial bias at all. At that time, Justin hadn't seen the NBA's study, but now has, and he joins us on the program. And you say, Justin, that the NBA study, I apologize, first of all, for being tight on time, but you say the NBA study actually confirms what you said in yours, right?
To be absolutely clear, it's not just me that who says that. ESPN sent a copy of the study to a leading University of Chicago economist. He read the study, and he came back and said, wow, this looks like it supports the original Price and Wolfers findings.
All right, so where do we go from here? I mean, we only have a couple of minutes, 3 minutes here, and I apologize for the tightness of time, but where do, what happens now?
Well, hopefully I go about my life publishing academic research, because that's all I do. The league, potentially they understand what's going on inside their organization. Maybe they don't want to talk to the media about this, but maybe in a quiet, reflective moment in the off-season, they can think about dealing with these issues. But, you know, the whole reason we wrote the research and the broader agenda is actually that we think this is a statement that may have far broader applicability. We think that actually the league's pretty good relative to the rest of society, and so maybe it's actually the rest of us thinking about who we hire, fire, promote, arrest, or whatever. Maybe that's where we need to be thinking even harder still.
And we need to clarify here, because there's a tendency to suggest that when we talk about racial bias, we think of white bias over, in the case of the NBA, black.
Yeah.
And the truth of this is, for those that didn't hear Justin the last time, that both are actually true according to your study. There is African-American bias against white players and white, and the opposite. I forget what I just said.
It's what we call an own race bias.
It's an own race bias. Well said, yes.
Right. People prefer their own, or people act as if their own are more likely to be innocent.
Yeah.
And so I think it's important that you highlight the implications on both sides. And also I think it's worth highlighting that no one's calling anyone a racist. No one's a redneck. This is all about what we think of as being probably unconscious biases on the basketball
court. Right, yeah. We don't think anybody's out there deliberately doing it. Are the statistics, and I haven't looked at the numbers, are the statistics sufficient to be able to identify the individuals involved, and if an individual or several individuals are more guilty of this than others?
We've done that sort of analysis, and so there's probably a couple of things I could say. The first is the bias that we discover is very, very general. This is not just one or two referees who have it out for people or one or two players who are particularly extraordinary. It's very widespread across almost all white referees show a pro-white bias. Almost all black referees show a pro-black bias. And, you know, it would be, I think, somewhat irresponsible and potentially disingenuous of me to name names about who it is, particularly given how general the findings are. But
yeah,
we can do that sort of analysis. It's just not something we think is germane to the social science issues at hand.
We have to move very quickly. But do you feel that the NBA tried to undercut your study, and then by you going to media, it got some legs? How did this play out in your mind?
30 seconds, Justin.
Yeah, I think the NBA made two mistakes. The first is this is not a study about basketball. It's really a study about unconscious biases more generally, and I think they should actually feel quite good that the biases we found were quite subtle. But the second thing is they launched an all-out PR war against an academic. And the truth is my analysis is right. There was no point denying that. They got one up over many people in the media, and I think there'll be a few people with red faces today when they learned that what Stern and Litvin were telling them were directly opposite to what their own numbers were telling them. So there's a lesson here for how we think about academic or statistical research in the general press as well.
Mm, well said.
Well made, yeah.
We got to get out of here. It's always a pleasure having you join us. Thank you again. We enjoyed it. Justin Wolfers is assistant professor at Penn's Wharton School. He headed this study that showed that there was a racial bias in officiating. And now the NBA's own study, he says, agrees with him. And again, this is... This is not just black on white or white on black. It's both.
He fought very hard for his convictions, and I congratulate him.
It's proven correct.